I'd just like to say good evening again to anyone who I hadn't already spoken to, and welcome to tonight's Master Builders Logistics Training weekly call. Before we go any further, I just wanted to state that the lines are unmuted, but if you can manually mute your phone, and if you have questions at any time throughout the presentation, just unmute and ask questions. There is no set time for questions and answers, so throughout the presentation, as I talk, you feel free to jump in at any time. But are you all okay as far as being able to hear me okay? If not, let me know.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I can too.
All right, thank you. All right, once again, this is a weekly call held every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Each session is a progressive step toward the next in building and or maintaining your family businesses. Thank you again for tuning in to tonight's session. If you are attending tonight for the first time, no need to worry about having to catch up from previous sessions. You will be able to review the previous sessions, previously recorded sessions. I will be sending out a link to those sessions after the call, and you can feel free to go back and listen at any time. I will be sharing briefly some summary of things that we discussed in last week's call, and we will build upon it tonight. As a notice disclaimer, this is not an offer for sale of any securities. Participation in this program must be of active participation only, and any others, non-active, will be prohibited from participating in any of the services offered. Your success is totally dependent on your own efforts. No parties of MBL are responsible for your success or your failure. Availability will be based on your scheduling and ongoing construction administration by you and your family business. There are no required fees for the training and no fees to Master Builders Logistics. We do suggest that you seek the advice of an attorney for legal advice or an accountant for accounting matters for your business. We are not in the legal or accounting business. We are here only to assist you in getting your business up and running and or maintaining an already established business. The purpose of Master Builders Logistics was created so that family members, just like yourself, of those who are incarcerated or those who are coming out of the criminal system, giving them opportunity to have a way to have a job and or have their own businesses upon their release to eliminate repeat offenses back getting them back into the criminal system all over again. Because once these individuals are released, they're usually hard finding employment, hard transitioning back into the community, back into the workforce. So this will give them an opportunity to have their own, to have a place of work. Be able to bring in others who need employment who would not be able to be placed into a regular job. So again, the whole purpose behind Master Builders Logistics is to help you in two phases. One, being able to focus on putting individuals back to work, those individuals from our own communities. And two, being able to establish your family businesses and maintain your family businesses by redeveloping inner cities and putting less fortunates back to work, and plus rebuilding inner cities through rebuilding homes and revitalizing our inner city communities and putting those individuals in those communities into those houses that you just redeveloped. With that said, are there any questions or concerns before we move forward? Okay, if not, I will continue. As you may have heard previously on other calls, the purpose and the mission behind Master Builders Logistics was the vision of Mr. James Webb, who is currently incarcerated in Butner Federal Medical Center, who is a 30-year veteran of construction, real estate, inner city communities from inner city all the way up to the well, affluent neighborhood. This is his livelihood. This is what he did. Well, he's actually training individuals within the medical center where he is for this, in this same aspect of construction and real estate. They're going through classes with him as he's training internally, and we are learning and growing and basically picking up information that he is sharing from his training, from his classes. We're taking that to another level here on the outside, where it's, again, equipping you to be better prepared to go ahead and get your family businesses up and running, to move it forward based on the training that your loved ones may be receiving with him. You are actually going to be doing those processes out here. So just a brief touchback on what we did on last week. We talked about the first tier laborers. Basically, your first tier laborers are going to be the foundation of your businesses, because for every facet of construction, of building and redeveloping, the first tier labor force are the ones with their feet on the ground, hands in the dirt. These are the ones who are making these things come to life. And with that said, these are the ones that are going to help you build your business and be able to position you where you can get the contracts and you can redevelop the inner cities. But it takes an individual, it takes several of those individuals to build your crews. So last week we followed up on basically placing your ads on your local online networks, or creating flyers, or getting into basically getting your company's name out there to be able to hire these first-tier laborers. So we looked at, like I said, the different avenues of being able to advertise to get those persons to respond. So with that said, tonight we want to talk more about your responses. Once you place those ads, once you start getting your responses back, we also talked about being able to take those responses and putting them into a database, whether it be something very highly technical, Microsoft Access database, spreadsheet, printed forms, index cards, however you categorize and keep those individual information. Those were the first two steps in getting your first tiers. Advertising to put it out there that you're looking for available workers. Number two, getting their responses, their response to your ads. Number three, being able to categorize or collect all that information for those who are responding. Also being able to follow up on additional information that you might not have received. There's 10 key points that we ask for in those ads. In the events that you don't receive all that information, then you follow back up with them through an email or a phone contact number that they provided to get additional information. So from that, I spoke briefly about qualifying the individuals who reply. Well, that's where we are this week, being able to do a little bit more discussion on how you qualify the individuals that or have replied to your ad. So with that said, as you're placing the ad, we talked about the subject line of your ad. If you're looking for all phases of construction workers in every field that there is, then that's your blanket subject line. Available construction workers, point blank. With that, you get a little bit of everybody and everything. Just as a reminder for those on the call, all the lines are unmuted, but I ask that you manually mute your phone so that you will be able to interject with questions at any time by unmuting. But for the sake of the presentation, as I'm talking, if you can manually mute your phone for me, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Ms. Terry, I just want to ask quickly on the gigs.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we're posting, it's requiring mm-hmm. me now to put in compensation. Do you have any suggestions of how to put, like, what to put there? I think I previously, on previous posts, I put negotiable. The other one is compensation, depending on experience. Do you have any suggestion of what to put as far as compensation?
Negotiable would be is a blanket that you could use, because,
okay,
again, you don't want to tie yourself into stating a specific amount or per hour, per rate, per job, because jobs will change. Because basically, and I think I shared with you all briefly, once you're able to receive contracts and place these guys on actual jobs, you will be basically paying them per job. Even though part of the qualification or that we're asking for, we ask them to tell them their rate of pay, but we won't be, you'll basically be paying them over what their hourly pay was. So to answer your question, if it's requiring you for the compensation, just put negotiable.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So again, those three bases of qualifying your first field laborers, being able to build that ad, place that ad, whether it be print form and you do an actual flyer, however you choose to. And again, I won't go back through all of those again, but then you post it, then you receive responses or replies from your, for those who are applying, basically. Because what you're putting out there is an application. So when they reply, then you're gathering that information. So like I stated about your blanket subject line. So if you ask for all phases of construction, you're going to basically get that. You'll get anybody from being able to do pouring foundation to all the way up to doing the roofing. You'll get all those phases. If you wanted to be very specific, then you could actually change your subject line. Let's just say you ran your ad for the first 3 weeks and you've gotten, you know, 25 to 50 replies. And with all those replies, after you put them into your database and you start qualifying, have I got painters? Do I have framers? Do I have those who can pour foundation? Those who are roofers? You start classifying them how you in your database, whatever your database is. And then you start looking to see, okay, what do my crews look like? Because this is very important. So if all 50 of the replies that you have, once you qualify them, let's say we qualify them and we'll keep all 50. And I'll go back to that in a minute. We'll go back to, so basically you said I'm going to keep all 50 guys. Well, of that 50, let's say I've got 25 painters, you know, and then the rest are framers. Well, there's only two phases of construction right there. So if you're, when you start actually going out to bid for a contract, you don't want to bid for a contract that you don't have a crew for. Let me explain. So basically what I just stated, the 50 that you have, you got all painters and you got two framers. So there's a job or a project that's out there and they're looking for somebody to come and do foundation. Well, based on the 50 that you have, you don't have anybody that fits there. This is probably a far fetch because, trust me, if you got 50 responses of that blanket construction, you're going to have somebody in all those phases. But just in case you didn't, all I have is painters and framers, but the project that's out here, they're looking for somebody to do foundation. I don't have anybody in my crew to do that. So two things should happen. Either you're not going to try to bid for that project, or you're going to go back in and start posting more ads looking for foundation. But the question was asked last week, do I go out and bid for jobs first or do I build my crews? You build your crews first because you build the crews and you know exactly what you have. So when the jobs come available, you know whether or not you have a crew that can actually do that job. So rather than spending time trying to build some more crew to fill that job, trust me, there'll be additional jobs out there looking for framers or looking for painters that you can fit right into. Does that make sense? Ask questions if you have questions on what I just stated. I know I just said a whole lot, so slow me down if you need to. But does it make sense to basically identify who you have for your crews once you're able to qualify them and you know that these are going to be working for me and this is the phases or the skill sets that I have. And then there's jobs on the other side. Do I have the crews to fit those jobs? So what questions do you have before I move forward?
This is Simone. I'm clear. That made sense to me.
Okay. All right. If no questions, that's fine. Like I said, I can get on a tangent and keep talking, so you guys stop me anytime and ask questions. But I just want to make sure that it's clear that based on the ad that you post, will basically in turn determine who's going to reply. So again, if my blanket was looking for construction workers, I'm going to get every phase and facet of that. If I go back to what I shared with you all last week about building your own money, my business is less than 6 months old, and I want to make sure that I go ahead and get my nest egg built up. So I want to start with rent readies. Rent readies is if there's property out there being rented and the tenants just left. Now, as the landlord, I need to have this property up to par for the next tenants that are coming in. So I need somebody to go in and do carpets, do painting, do chalking, you know, do high-level touch-ups or major touch-ups, you know, replace a screen, replace a door lock, those type of things. Well, that's where your family business comes in. Because, again, if you did the blanket ad and you got all these guys coming back, 9 times out of 10, those guys will be able to do those rent-ready properties. And you would only need 2 guys, a lead guy and somebody to help them to go in and turn that property around within 2 days. So with that, you can basically build off of that, being able to do rent-ready properties, building rent-ready properties and be able to build your nest egg. And I'll talk about what I mean by nest egg. I've shared before previously. But the whole idea is based on what your subject line is in your ad. And let's say that you didn't want to start with full construction or looking for all of the available phases of construction. You just want to concentrate on rent ready. The only thing you're looking for, make it simple, I need painters and I need framers. Well, painters, I just explained that. They're going to go in, they're going to do the paint touch-up work. If any of you've ever lived in any type of property, apartment, room, or whatever, and you left, you know that there may have been scars on the wall. There might have been, you know, you try to clean it as much as possible, but still, the renter, the landlord, has to come in to make sure that property is up to par before anybody else comes in. Whether you scrubbed it from the top to the bottom, they still have to do that. So you can concentrate on building just that. So let's say you placed the ad and your subject line was painters and framers. Again, the painters, you understand, they're going to do the painting. The framer, a framer is a carpenter. Basically, anything that needs to be done, their jobs and skill sets are pretty wide open. So a framer will reply to you, but he will give you all the skill sets that he has. So if you find a framer, you're going to find that he has skills that can take care of those windows and doors. If there's a wall that needs to be reconstructed for some reason, that's your guy. So framer, painter, I can start right there and build my rent-ready crew. Now, the reason I kept mentioning your nest egg on previous calls and the basis of what we're trying to do is what I stated earlier is redevelopment of those inner cities. Well, how do we redevelop those inner cities? Well, that's the next facet of where we're trying to go. The next phase is going in, finding properties, purchasing those properties, renovating those properties, and putting them on the market for sale, selling them back to individuals who are qualifying within that inner city where you just purchased it, rebuild that inner city. Let's say there's 5 houses within 1 city block that need to be revitalized. The city wants to do something with it, and you come in and start purchasing and rehabbing and redeveloping, then you start putting that community back on the map. You start allowing those who are there who are trying to rebuild their credit. They rebuild their credit and get it up to par, and they go buy a car. Well, you want to be that one to help them get into that house first, and why not have it right there in the community where they're living? Well, like I previously stated on other calls, if you have an investment or savings or an inheritance where you can go and purchase a couple of these properties right off the bat, purchase and rehab and turn them around and sell them, then you're already, you know, all the way out there in front of us. However, if you don't, there's still not a race because you're still in a good position because you start building that nest egg to do just that. So, with that stated, building your crews from your first 2 laborers through your ads and their responses that come back, qualifying them to be part of your crew, to be workers for your business, is very important. So with that said, what do I mean by qualifying? But when we talk about qualifying, in your ad, there were 10 points that you asked for. Years of experience, their skill set, whether they had transportation, whether they had tools. There were several things that you asked for in those ads. And as they replied, you know, you got the information you needed because you want to know who's going to be working for you. Well, if you had somebody that replied and says, I'm a framer, there's certain questions that we have, and I can provide those to you. And what I'll do is, as I send back out the links, I'll send back out these questions as well, with the titles of the actual job. And there's questions that you can ask them. You wouldn't, again, I'll send you a list of questions that may be anywhere from 10 to 15 questions per the job skill, job set. You wouldn't want to send all these questions back out to this person who just replied to you and said they were a framer. Now, I have to remind you, these guys are very skilled at what they do. They know their job, but they are not administrative. They're not ones that's going to do a lot of typing or do a lot of reading when it comes to back and forth on questions and answers. But, again, you wouldn't send them all 15 questions, but you would pull out a few of these questions out and ask. It could be anything from how many days does it take you to paint a 10x10 room? What tools would you use to be able to chalk this window? They could be simple questions as you're changing a door lock and, you know, explain to me what you would do. You have this small section of wall that needs to be repaired. What would you do? Again, like I stated previously, there's questions that you can ask them, and if I'm truly not this skill set and I just want a job, I will just guess what to answer. But if I truly know my craft, I'm going to be able to quote off, you know, measurements and tools and these things. I'll be able to respond to you with no problem at all. So, and I know it might seem strange, but once you see the questions, you'll be like, well, I don't even know what these answers are. I will help you there as well. I will provide you a list of questions that could be asked, and you won't have to ask every person that replies, because there will be a lot of them who will give you more than enough information. They'll even give you references. They'll give you sites that they've done. They'll give you attachments of pictures. Again, these guys are they're very skilled. These guys and women, I'm sorry, I don't mean to leave out women, because we do have some skilled women out there in these skill sets as well. And they're proud of what they've done. So they don't mind being able to, you know, give you references of somebody who they've worked for, or being able to share pictures with you of what they've done. But again, you just want to make sure that you've got a qualified person in this skill set for your company, because it's not going to be John Bean or Jack Rabbit's name on this project that you're working, that you've contracted for. They're going to be looking at Terry's Construction. They're the ones who actually did this project. So if I go out and I contract for a project and I'm working the job, the person that's contracting me is putting trust in me that I will do the job that he's asking me to do. So I have to put stock into my first-tier laborers to put those who are qualified to do this job on the job. What questions do we have? We have questions? Sorry. Okay. Like I said, I've said a lot, and I just want you guys to, you know, these calls are very interactive. It's not just me on this side doing all the talking. I want you guys to jump in at any time. And as you do,
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm finished. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, those of you who've already taken advantage of building your ads and placing your ads, I want to get some feedback from you as well as to what your experiences have been. We did have a young lady that shared with us last week what, you know, as far as her posting as and getting replies back. Again, anybody else who's already done that and have gotten replies or have gotten to the step where you need to start qualifying, go ahead, you know, share that with us as well. Go ahead, Tanika, I'm sorry.
I was just going to have or ask a question with the flyers. Like, once I start getting responses back from the flyers, I guess at that point, would I just ask the questions that would be on that would have been on the post? Start asking those kind of questions to see, or would I go straight into the qualifying questions? Because I missed that step on the flyer. I don't. All I have is like construction workers needed, just the basics.
Okay. So let me make sure I'm understanding you correctly. So rather than putting in your ad all of the information, the 10 points that you were requesting, you just said, you know, workers, available workers needed.
Available workers needed, no experience necessary, immediate job opportunities available, all trades. We want to talk with you and help you get to work if you're skilled, want to learn a trade, or serious about working. And then ex-felons are welcome to apply.
Okay. So the replies that you're getting now is just a name and contact information?
I haven't gotten any replies yet. I only posted on Craigslist 2 times. And then I just got the flyers completed today. So I haven't got any responses yet.
Okay. Now, as far as your ad on Craigslist, you may want to go back in and just add a couple of those key points. So when they do reply, you know, asking for the years of experience, the actual area of trade, if you don't do all 10, do at least enough.
Well, the Craigslist one, I copied and pasted everything that you gave me. So all that's on those ads.
Okay.
Just the flyers themselves.
Okay. So the flyers themselves, as they start replying to the flyer, then you would actually go back in and start filling in or asking the questions that you, same as what you placed it on Craigslist. Because, again, you want to know who this person is and what skill set they have, how many years of experiences they have. So if those things weren't on your flyer, then, yes, as they're replying to the flyer, they call up and say, yes, I'm interested in the job, then you start giving those questions, you know, so that way you know who am I talking to, what skill set, you know, are they qualified for, those type of things. So, yes, so you would start there with those questions first.
Okay, thank you.
So again, your ads and the first 10, those 10 qualifications that you're asking for is just so you have an idea of who's actually replied. Because, again, if they only just give you a name and a contact, then you still don't know enough information, and then you have the follow-up process. And that's kind of a back-and-forth process when you could have actually gotten replies with more information that would have saved you time. Not to say that, again, if you get 50 responses and all 50 you might have to do back and forth with, 9 times out of 10 you won't, but at least it will limit the back and forth that you'll have to go with. Because, again, when these guys are replying or applying for these for your ads, they're looking for work. So and I know this might sound It might sound bad when I say it, but the least communication that you're having with them and interacting with them during this process of trying to of them applying and you qualifying them, the better. So you want to try to get as much information that you can at that first stop, if that makes sense. Not to say that you don't want to talk to people, no. But again, when these guys are applying to or in replying to your ad, they're looking for work. So when you said that you have work immediately, they're hoping that when they talk with you or when you call them, it's time to go to work. Now, not to say that if you don't have job lined up, if you don't have something immediately right then you just let them know. At this time, I'm qualifying applicants that are coming in, and I want to make sure I have all the information from you so that and contact information. So as soon as we get you qualified, then I know I can get back in contact with you. So you're not leaving them out there hanging and they're wondering, okay, is she going to call me back? Is she going to call me back? Or if you do have an immediate job, as soon as, you know, you contact them, then you want to start qualifying them as soon as possible. So let's just say somebody replied and they gave you all of this information, and you want to make sure of, you know, if it's one of your actual construction jobs, a framer, a roofer, you know, somebody who's going to do foundation and footings, those type things, you just want to make sure, then you could go into your little bag of questions and be able to ask those things or ask them, can you provide me a little bit more information or references of the last, you know, when was the last job that you did framing, or, you know, do you have a reference for that? So there's a couple of different ways. Again, now, you can have somebody that can answer all of these questions just like they walk right out of construction school, and they may be your worst worker. So it's going to be a hit or miss in some cases. So you may qualify somebody based on the responses that they gave you, and then once they're on the job, they could be the weakest link that you have out there. Then you have to make a decision on, okay, I appreciate you working with me, but this, you know, might be the last job, first and last job you work. Just saying, you know, hopefully you will not run into that, but some people can talk a good game is all I'm trying to say. So just be mindful that even though we're going to do everything we can to get the qualifications listed, you know, qualify them based on their responses, but the proof is in the pudding, as they say, once he's actually on the job. So just be mindful of that. Not to scare you, not to, you know, sway you away from that, but just recognize that that can happen. And that happens on any job. I mean, if you've ever, whether you've managed somebody or not, but if you've ever worked on any job, you know that there's a lot of people who weren't pulling their weight, but they got into that job because they said the right question, they had the right answers for the question. So hopefully that makes sense to you all. All right, are there any questions about what I just shared so far? Again, we can, anything from posting the ad, building the ad, getting your replies, collecting your responses and database to qualifying. Again, I will send out the questions based on the skill sets that can be asked. I'll try to have that back out tonight when I send out the link. But if not, you'll have it within a couple of days. And please don't hesitate to call or email me. We can correspond on certain ones. But again, you won't have to take those questions to ask every person that applies for your position. Any comments or questions? Anyone that wants to share what their journey has been like so far? Building your ads and placing your ads.
I'll share. It's Tanika, and I currently have my husband's calling in. I'm going to answer and then pick back up. I was going to share just.
Okay, we'll go. No, you're fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, thank you.
No, you're fine.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Anyone else? Anyone else want to share their journey in building your ads, placing your ads? Even if you haven't already started building your ads, do you have questions on where to post, how to create them? Like I stated, you can do it either online to your free online sites, which in some states there will be a fee to post. Or you can do printed flyers. You can do church announcements. Basically, just saying that I have a local family construction company and we're looking for workers. There's no right or wrong way to do this. But the more information that you can put in your ad to have that applicant share with you, the better it is for you to begin to qualify. And like I said, with the qualifying, if you if you put together a database, or again, if it's an index card that you've got all painters, all framers, and you're categorizing, you just be able to at a glance see what you're working with. you'll be able to see a person that applies and has a number of years experience. Because the whole thing about qualifying is you're trying to build your crews. Within your crews, depending on the project that you're actually bidding for and actually contract with, it'll determine the number of persons in that crew. So again, you can have a crew as small as two, a primary person and a helper. You can have a crew as big as 6 to 10. It all depends on what the job is and where they're actually going to be working on. But with that said, you can look at your applicants with the years of experience. And let's say you did qualify him and now he's going to become part of your team. He could be one that you put on a job where you never have to go out to that job because you know that this guy, he knows the trade, he knows what he's doing, and he's going to make sure everything gets done because he knows that if we do the project right, we're going to get paid. So he's going to make sure that those guys who are working with him, that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So there'll be certain things you'll be able to see just based on the responses and based on the years of experience, the trade that they have, the additional skills that they have, because you could have somebody who's qualified in several areas, and this could be one of your key top, point of contact. So there's a lot, I know, information. There's a lot to think about. There's a lot to put together. But building your crews is very important, being able to get responses and get feedback. So, again, don't hesitate to reach out to me. We can work through these together. I'm willing to help and share with you as much as possible. Now, again, even if you qualified somebody and they're working with you, working for you, and let's just say things get slow, so you have a week where you don't have any jobs or projects for them. Now, these guys are constantly looking for work, so if there's a slow period, he may go and work another job for somebody else, and that person may have him on the job for, 3 weeks back-to-back. So then you get a job in the middle of that 3 weeks, and you got to go back into your pool of first-year laborers and pull somebody else into that. So just be mindful that turnover is inevitable, but the whole goal is to keep these guys working. You keep them working, they'll be loyal. You build a crew, then you may have some turnover, but the basis of those guys that are going to remain loyal to you, they will be with you. And that is something that Mr. Webb has shared as well from his journey, is that from the time he started doing rent readies up until the time when he was building houses in the affluent neighborhoods, a lot of those crews were with him from the very beginning. Now, mind you, he had some to come on and some to come to leave, but still, you will have turnover. So as I shared with you previously on last week's call, as you build your ads, continue to post your ads. One thing that was shared last week, and Sinwan, if you don't mind, if you're still on the line, if you want to share with those this week, you stated that your experience from posting your ads and what you would have done differently. If you want to share that with the class this week, I'd really appreciate it. Anything you want to share?
Yes, ma'am. What I stated as far as me posting ads, what I would have done differently was posted ads every day, because I only posted ads anywhere between 2 to 3 times a week. And my goal was to keep my ads on top. So that way when, as Ms. Terry stated earlier, these guys they're not computer savvy at all. So I would just try to make sure my ads stayed on top when they would log in to search for ads or jobs on Craigslist. That was the source I used. And also, one thing that I would have done differently, maybe 30 days before my last ad, I started to do ads in Spanish. So I think I would have utilized that sooner from day one when I posted my first ad. I most definitely would have posted some ads in Spanish as well. And that's it.
And thank you. I thank you for sharing that. With that stated, when she says that making sure her ad was on top, if you've ever visited or signed into Craigslist to look at anything, whether it was a job or whether it was something for sale, you'll notice that it's in date order. So the most recent ad that was posted will be on the first page. And like she just stated, if I'm a first-year laborer and I'm going out looking for a job, I'm not going to sit there all night to pan through next page. I may look at the first three pages. So if your company's ad is on that first page, that laborer is going to see it and he's going to reach out to you and he's going to respond. Now, the only thing that I would say be mindful of is checking within your state or within your listing. There may be a fee. It's a free site, but there may be a fee to post as far as gigs and jobs. And if there is, every time you post that ad, you would have to you will have to pay that fee. So just be mindful of that. But it's a small investment that's worth it when you're building your crews. Now, one thing that I didn't go back into tonight, and I'm just going to step away from the tier workers for a second, is if you haven't already established your business as far as either a DBA doing business as or a corporation, an LLC, limited liability. I asked you to do your homework, to visit those two options. DBA gives you the option to do it least expensively, but all the liability is yours. As Terry's doing business as Terry's Construction, everything rolls up under me. Now, it costs a little bit more to incorporate it. Doing it as an LLC, that liability is no longer Terry's. It's the company's. The company is holding on to that. But I want you to do the homework. If you haven't already established that, even if you start out as a DBA, the least expensive, once you start building your income for your business, then you could actually transition into the LLC. So those options are good. So if you haven't already, please do that. If you haven't already set up a business email address, please do that. Because in posting these ads, you really would like to be able to use your business email address. Even with the Craigslist and some of the online sites, they give you an anonymous email to use for the sake of talking with others. But it does give you the option that you can make your email address visible. You don't want your personal email address to be visible or to utilize that, because if it is visible or if you start corresponding with that, then you're going to have all these responses coming into your personal email. So just be mindful of that and try to establish you a business email address. If you don't already, try to set you up a business phone line, because, again, once you are able to communicate with these workers, at the initial stage, you really would not want your personal phone numbers to be out there communicating with. So, I mean, there's several options. There's voice over IP. There's Google Voice. There's several of them. Just search online and find a business phone line for your business. So those are some things I just wanted to throw out there at you. Hello?
Sorry about that. Yes, it's Tanika. I told him to call me back. So I've been on the call. I've got to hear you. But I had an opportunity to set up, you know, my LLC. It was $99 in Ohio. But also, you know, from my previous business ventures, I know that I can get an EIN number, which is like the Social Security number for our business, and it allows me to set up another like bank account. So for tax purposes, I can start to separate my construction income once it starts to come in from, you know, other ventures that I have going on. And that's helped me a lot, you know, after we had that discussion. I know you were wanting us to share if we had anything personal. And then with the Google Voice, I have a Google Voice for business calls, and it's nice because they have to identify themselves before you choose to accept the call or not. And then I also have the option of listening to them, or like I could send them the voicemail and continue to listen to their message and join the call at any time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Well, that was very helpful. I didn't share the EIN, so thank you for bringing that up. That is something that you do want to establish, because like I stated before, once you make yourself and your company separate, you do want to have its own social, its own EIN. So you can go out to IRS.gov and just type in request EIN, and it'll actually step you through on what to do, on how to request it. And like she stated, you'll be able to set up a banking account, and you could actually do, you know, different things with that for your business. So those are options to do or to be considerate of in establishing and setting up your businesses. So before we leave tonight, I just want to just share with you the goal again. The goal, our ideal goal of Master Builders Logistics is redevelopment of our inner city. And your initial nest egg is $60,000. Why $60,000? $60,000 will give you an opportunity to go into the inner cities and purchase a property, rehab and redevelop that property, and then turn around and place it on the market to sell for qualified individuals within that inner city and give them a home at $65,000, which will be less monthly than what most of them are paying for mortgage. Again, why do I say $60,000? Well, ideally, $30,000 gives you everything you need to start. So, again, if you got that inheritance, you got that nest egg sitting there, you can go and buy your first property. Reason for that, our ideal goal is to look for properties that are $10,000 and less. So if you purchase a property for $10,000 and then take in that $20,000 and reinvested it into that property to redevelop it. If you have $60,000, then you've got a cushion in the event you go into this property blind and there's something else that needs to be done. So it's nice to have $30,000, $10,000 for the property purchase, $20,000 to restore the property, but $60,000 will give you a better cushion. So building your own money to the point where you don't have to go out and get loans or go out and get investments. We want to do this with our own money. And in doing that, you'll be better off in the long run. So that was just a thought. Threw that out there. It wasn't part of tonight's call, but it's a part of all the calls just to kind of give you an idea on what our goal is individually for your businesses in order to be able to help your loved ones and getting your family established and set up to the point where they have a place to walk right into as owners, co-owners, or laborers, and being able to open that door to so many others in your community who have recently incarcerated and now released, looking for employment. So giving them an option for construction rather than destruction and repeat offenses and returns back into the prisons, into the criminal system. So any last calls, any last questions or comments before we end? We have 4 minutes, and I don't want to hold you all over, but I don't want to cut you short. So any additional comments or questions before we end the call?
I had a last question. It would be for both of you ladies. I wanted to know about the postings on Craigslist. Would it be a good idea to post in both gigs and jobs? Because I'm going to challenge myself and try to do it every day until our next call.
Gigs is the primary point. I'll say this as a takeaway tonight for you: go into jobs. Don't post the ad, but just review what it's asking. It's a little easier to post it in gigs, and that's why I'm not saying don't do it. You get double bang for your buck basically if you put it in both, but just see what your options are, one versus the other. So you do that based on your state, because I can't say what specifics it'll ask you for. Sometimes in jobs, it'll ask you for a little bit more information, or it'll ask for things that gigs won't. I know for our state it does. So just check around in there, play around with it before you post, and just see if there's any. If you don't have any issues with what it's asking for, then you're fine. And okay. Sinwan, I don't know if you did jobs as well, or did you just do gigs?
I only did gigs. It was okay. Two aspects with gigs. It was the least expensive considering I wanted, I was supposed to ask 2 to 3 times a week. I know jobs in the state of North Carolina, well, as far as Raleigh, Durham, job is about, I think it's like 25 for an ad, so versus 5. So.
Right. So, okay. So with that, just, you know, check your options, do the comparison. Again, I can't tell you which one to do or not to do, but I know from personal that gigs is least expensive, and there was a lot of additional cost and additional things that was out there for jobs. But if, again, if you're able to do it in both, then yes, no problem.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you all for tuning in again. One more time with us. Next week, we're just gonna keep diving in a little deeper. If there's anything at all that you would like to address on the future calls, if you can send me back an email and just say, I want to touch on this a little bit more, I want to discuss this a little bit more, we can do that as well. I will pull together the questions for qualifying and send you some notes on, you know, what you can do as far as qualifying. And I just wish you the best of luck as far as your ads. Don't give up. If there's slow responses, they will come. They will come. And it's just like what was shared a few minutes ago about the posting and making sure it's at the top. It could be the influx of ads that are there. Yours is just getting pushed on the second page, and it's just not being hit right now. So just, you know, keep your heads up. Keep cranking at it. It's going to pan out for you. And, you know, hey, I'm here. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, I'm going to let you all go and say have a good night. And hopefully before next Wednesday, I'll hear from you. If not, I will talk to you again on next Wednesday night. Yeah, have a good night and be well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.